This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The United States Postmaster General announced on Tuesday that he was suspending policies that critics say were slowing down the mail and jeopardizing the integrity of the November election. The change came after intense pressure from elected officials and the public, but it could take more time to gain back the trust of small businesses affected by the changes, Bram Sablesmith reports.
In late April, when the packages Susan Brown sent from Fitchburg took longer than usual to reach her customers in New York City and Michigan, she figured the pandemic had slowed down the mail destined for two of America's biggest coronavirus hotspots at the time. When a dozen orders mysteriously vanished for several weeks in June, she figured it was a fluke. But then in July, 33 more packages went missing, and Brown says,
"Now we're wondering if it's just a deliberate slowdown of the Postal Service."
Brown runs a company called Chef Knives to Go with her husband, Mark Richmond. They import handmade kitchen knives from Japan and distribute them around the U.S. Richmond says the postal workers are key.
"We consider these guys part of our business, and all of our carriers do a really good job for us."
In a normal year, the company sends about 75% of its orders through the U.S. Postal Service. But this is not a normal year. Business is booming during the pandemic. They're on pace to fill 30,000 orders this year. Brown prepares at least 80 packages a day at her workstation, taping them up, printing labels. But after the lost packages in July, Brown says they're only trusting the Postal Service with about a quarter of their packages, the less expensive stuff.
"That was for sure the final straw. And that's when we started using FedEx, because at least they track things a little more closely and they weren't having the delays that the Postal Service was having."
Postal workers around the country have been sounding the alarm about the snail mail problems people like Susan Brown and Mark Richmond are experiencing. And the worries go beyond online shipping. Americans rely on the Postal Service for everything from medical prescriptions to paychecks. And of course, there's the November election, where as many as 2 million Wisconsin voters could cast absentee ballots. The recent delays were precipitated by changes made by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, banning overtime, changing delivery policies, and decommissioning sorting machines, all of which, he said, would save money. But critics like Chris Shubakowski of the American Postal Workers Union in Milwaukee see a different motive.
"It's a national effort to shake public confidence in the Postal Service. And like I say, that helps suppress votes from people using it potentially, and it also furthers the goals of the privatization movement."
Shubakowski sees the recent cutbacks as part of a years-long effort to privatize the Postal Service. And indeed, Postmaster General DeJoy has $75 million in holdings and competitors of the Postal Service. The postal district that covers most of Wisconsin chose not to comment, instead pointing to a statement made by DeJoy on Tuesday, saying the service would suspend the recent changes until after the election. But Shubakowski says the changes were not just about voting, but about shaking confidence in the Postal Service itself. And that certainly happened at Chef Knives to Go in Fitchburg. Mark Richmond is sharpening knives at the back of their warehouse. It's another core part of their business. Richmond says he's watching if the promise to pause reforms will actually improve the Postal Service. And he won't return the bulk of the company's shipping to USPS until the service proves it can do the job again.
"And we'll find out fast."
He says his customers don't wait a long time to tell him if their packages don't show up. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.